Lam Gimel Amud Aleph. Hamud Hanami Chaver. A person makes a neder. Ruvain says, makes a neder that Shimon is. Let's say I have to carefully word the case. Ruvain says that Shimon is not allowed to derive benefit from me. Okay, a little like that. Shimon is off limits. Shimon is not allowed to have any hana from me. Is Ruvain allowed to pay for Shimon the machzis hashekel? Okay, so what's the shaila? Hamudan mechaver shekel shiklo. You can pay his shekel. Uporea es choyva. Get a load of this. You can pay him the choyv. That's big sugi. How could that possibly be? Okay, so that's a whole sugi where it's a choyv. It's not a set. There's no set date. We'll get to that later on. And the main thing we'll learn about over here today is machzula es avidosai. Ruvain. We'll learn for right now, even though this is a very big machlokes in the Gemara, what the case is, but right now we'll learn that Ruvain is allowed to return to Shimon his Aveda. Again, for the moment, only for the moment, Ruvain made a neder that Shimon is not allowed to have any hanah from Ruvain, from me. And now Ruvain is walking down the street and Ruvain sees the wallet of Shimon. If Ruvain will pick up the wallet and return it to Shimon, in essence, Shimon is having the gresta hanah. Gresta hano, such a great hano, that here I am, I lost my wallet, and now Ruvain, the person whom I'm not allowed to do a benefit from, is now returning the wallet. He's giving me the ultimate pleasure. So the answer is mutter. You know why? Because this goes to define the sort of a neder. Din of a neder is not a matter of hano, the way we think of it. It's not a matter of a yishavadas. It's a matter of, there are different rules. The bottom line is, this is Shimon's wallet. It's Shimon's property. It's his. I'm not giving him anything new. The service of returning. So we're going into Mokim where the minig is, you don't have to pay for service, you don't have to pay for returning an Aveda. So therefore, Machlias Avidosai point. However, let's say Mokim Shenoilin Olecha Socher. Let's say live in a community where the custom is that when a person returns a wallet, so the recipient, the one that gets the wallet back, the custom is you pay the returner a fee. He was bought on the malachtoy. He did you a service, so you have an obligation. But the person that did the service and returning the wallet, you have to pay him a fee. So then the law is, v'mokam sh'noilim olecha socher, tibul hano lehegdish. So now the way I explain the case, it makes it very, very complicated, because the way I explain you the case is, that Ruvain said, I'm not going to have any pleasure from Shimon. The way I explained it was that Ruvain said that Shimon is not allowed to have any hanof from me. So what's so terrible if Shimon gives a tip to Ruvain? It's only forbidden for Shimon to derive benefit from Ruvain, but there's no prohibition for Ruvain to derive benefit from Shimon. So the Gemara is going to explain, according to the Ran, the case going where Ruvain says, I don't want to accept a gift. Soine matonos yechia. So, okay, very good. So now the question is, so Shimon just keep the money in his wallet? So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that no, Shimon has to take the money out of his wallet and give it to Hegdish, because Shimon is not allowed to keep the money. Since ordinarily, if a Shimon lost his wallet and there's going to be a good Samaritan, it's going to find it, like Mr. Goldberg here. Mr. Goldberg over here is a very good person. If he would see Shimon's wallet and Shimon would pick it up and he would return it.
Ashavas Aveda.
So since Shimon would be obligated to pay a service fee for Ashavas Aveda, and it happens to be now that the one that returned it is a person that's not allowed to derive benefit from that fellow, so that fellow still has an obligation to pay the money, because if he does not pay the money, then the result is going to be he's going to be keeping money in his pocket that he ordinarily would have to pay. And why? Because the one that found the Aveda, the service, was Ruvain. So in this case, there's a solution. The solution is that Shimon should take the service fee that he ordinarily given, just instead of giving it to Ruvain, he gives it to Hegdish. This way, Shimon is not considered to have had benefit from Reuven. Does Rabbi Shmuel even have clarity in this? Did I explain it? Did I explain it good enough? Should we go over it again?
Very good.
Okay. So therefore, Leschaz the Mishnah, which the words Hamudan and Mechaveroi, I learned the Mishnah on a very simplistic level, which the Gemara is going to take apart, rip apart in many different ways. I gave you one of three cases. The case that I gave you is where Reuven says that Shimon may not have enough from me, and now Shimon wants to pay the Machzis HaShekel for Shimon. Reuven says, Shimon, you may not have pleasure from me. Even though Reuven made that statement, Reuven is still permitted to give the Machzis HaShekel on behalf of Shimon. Reuven is permitted to pay off the debts of Shimon. And Reuven is allowed to return a lost object that belongs to Shimon. In this event where we live in a community where the custom is that when you return a lost object, the recipient gives a tip or pays sochar, pays money for the service. So in this case, the Mishnah says Shimon must still take out money. Really, should be able to take out money out of his wallet and give it to the real. There's no problem because Shimon should be able to take money out of his wallet and give it to Reuven. Let's say Reuven says, you know something, I don't want your money. I don't want your money. Keep your money for yourself. In this instance only, Shimon is now required to take the money out of his wallet that he would give as a tip and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Ordinarily, if someone returns a lost object and the returner says, I'm Meichel the tip. If you Meichel the tip, so very good. So the person that had the object returned to him, he's free to go. There has been an act of mechila. You don't have to return. You don't have to do anything. But in this case, since the finder is a person to whom you're not allowed to have benefit from, so by not paying the tip or whatever you want to call the service fee for Hashavas Aveda, the result is he's having benefit from Reuven. So in this case only, Reuven has no choice, Shimon has no choice but to take money out of his wallet and give the money to Hegdish. That way, it was not a net gain for Shimon. Okay, let's go by Alma Avruche Ari Ba'almahu V'Shari. Okay, so let's now go to the case, let's now go to the case of the loan. Okay, let's go to the case of the Chayv. The Mishnah, the Gemara starts off with the second case. The first case was really the case of a Machzis HaShekel. And the second case, well, the Ran says both. Let's see the Ran. What was the case? Reuven makes a neder that you're not allowed. Reuven makes a neder that Shimon is not allowed to have hanah from him. Reuven is allowed to pay back, to give the Machzis HaShekel for Shimon. Reuven is allowed to pay off his chayvos. Why? Because paying a machzis hashekel and paying chayvos is a lion. There's someone hounding down upon you. You owe me money. Pay machzis hashekel. Pay me the loan. When you come and you intervene and you prevent the lion of the Beis HaMikdash or the creditor from collecting his debt, you're chasing away a lion. Question, is chasing away a lion considered to be a hanah, a tangible hanah, which is it called a tangible hanah, which you can say that is a violation of neder alma avruchei ariba almahu b'shari mantana amar av hoshaya zu divrei rabbi chanon. This is the shita of Rabbi Chanon, who holds avruchei ari is mutar. Let's see what he says in the Ran. Right over here on the top of the page says, the bottom of the previous page. Amar of Hoshaya, ha money b'chani the sfilah the hamafarnis eches chaveru shapareil loychoyv. A person's mafarnis the wife of his friend shapareil loychoyv mizoy noisav. He niach ma'oisal keren atzvi mishum loychoshiv mahani elam avriach adi bialma. This is the case of a ksuvis. What's the case of a person? He runs away. Okay, what is the case in Masechta Ksuvos? We learned not so long ago. A person is married. Could you imagine that? People actually get married. I want it tomorrow night. Mr. Goldberg, are you going to be here tomorrow night? Okay, tomorrow night I have a wedding in Williamsburg. I'm only going to the chuppah. I was going to go for the whole wedding, but unfortunately, it's an elderly couple that I'm going.
Are you the chassan?
No, I'm not the chassan. Oh. Not the chassan. They would never take me.
If you do, if you are, you
these
should
people
go.
Are very. These are chassan people. They would never take me. Never. Yeah. Even if I was 20 years younger, they wouldn't touch me. Mm. But the reason why I'm going to one is because I'm going for the grandparents. The grandparents are not young people, and I'm very close with them. But the grandfather was in the hospital, and he came from the hospital today, and the plan now is that he's not going to the wedding. So therefore, I'm only going for the grandmother. I'm not going to dance with the grandmother. Mm-hmm. So I only need to be there for the chuppah. Not even. So I'm going to try very hard to be back on time. Mm. But I don't know for sure. So what should we do? I'll call you.
Give me a call. Let me
okay.
know.
So I have your number?
I don't know. Let me see.
After Meyer. And I'm going to have to run after Meyer. So I have to call you. You're sure leaving? I'll let you know. Let me see if I got your number. Ron. I have 1-718-535-8456.
No.
347-370-8490. No. You just call me now?
Yeah.
And now we're going to put this into...
Your contacts?
Into the contacts. Recent. Add to contacts. Create a contact.
Which wall is it in?
In Williamsburg, Ateres Avram. Goldberg, Ron, latest. Latest number. I have a lot of numbers for you. Mm-hmm. And none of them work, though. Every time I call you, late, this number. All right, we got it saved. Now we can learn. How do you say basement in Hebrew?
Martev.
No, that's a roof. That's an attic. No, a martev is a basement?
Yeah.
No, sir. Surely, when you're listening?
Yeah.
How do you say basement in Hebrew? Ateres. Ateres Avram, Ateres Chinka, Ateres Charna, Ateres. How do you like that? Is it a good joke? Nope. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. You hear that? You got the joke?
Yeah, very good joke.
It's a good joke. Okay, weiter. Okay, so now we go right over here. So therefore, Alma Vruchari, Ariba Alma, so therefore, what's the case of Ksubas? The case of Ksubas is a man is married. And he has an obligation to support his wife, to provide her with mizon, with parnas, with food, delicious food. And what happens? What happens?
Rabbi Gogol.
Yeah, but I know that. So it was a joke. I know that. See, in Marta, I know it's a joke. The joke is Ateres. Where is Ateres Chinka? In a basement.
Yeah.
Where is Ateres Avram? In a basement.
They don't call it a martef, they call it a terrace. Okay.
So therefore, because all these holes is called Ateres, and it's a crown, but where are they located? They're located underground. So Mamela, the people don't know anything like me. How do you say in Hebrew? How do you say in Hebrew a basement? A terrace. Okay. Isn't that a good joke?
Very, very funny.
Not too funny. No one likes it. Let's go to the Gemara. Mobius says Emes. Mobius says, let's say a person is married. I'm going to give you a ksuba. I'm going to give you a ksuba. And the ksuba is going to be how much? Is the ksuba is going to be? The ksuba is going to whatever. And the person, he runs away. And now there's a fellow person over here in town. So this husband has an obligation to pay. Support his wife, food, rent, board, shelter, the whole list. And then he runs away, and the wife has no support. And a nice person comes along, and he gives her food, he gives her shelter, he pays her rent. And then 6 months later, the husband shows up. So the person that was so kind to support for these 6 months in the absence of the husband, he says, pay me back.
He gives him an
item. Because you got married. When you got married, you have a ksuba. And the ksuba demands that you support your wife. It's your obligation. I paid off your debts. And therefore, pay me back. Along comes Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says, anyone that supports a woman whose husband ran away is as if he's putting his money on top of an axe and letting the axe run around. He's wasting his money. There is absolutely no way he can get back his money, because a man's relationship to his wife is business, nothing more. There's no romance here. It's pure business. A man marries a woman, he supports her. He gives her money, he owes her money. If he does not pay, he has a debt. Along comes the husband, someone else, and he pays off that debt for him. During the 6 months of his absence, he pays that debt. So that Rav Chanan says, you're wasting your money. There's no way you're going to be able to ever get back your money.
Debt. Why don't you call it tzedakah?
Right, so what you're doing over here is exactly what it is. Basically, you're giving her tzedakah. Because you don't go make an argument that I'm paying off your debt, and now when you return, you have to pay me back the money because I paid off your debt. Anyone that tries to pay off a person's debt, it's not considered you have done anything for that person to the degree where there's no possibility for reimbursement. And take that concept and translate that into the laws of Nedarim. A man, in the laws of Nedarim, a man says to another man, sir, you may not have any benefit from me. And now I come along in the goodness of my heart, I pay off your debts. Is it considered I've given you? Is it considered I've given you anything? No, just like when it comes to the case of a ksuba, it's garnished, so to here it's going to be nothing as well. So Alma, Avrucha Ariba Almahu, Vishori Mantano, Om Rav Hoshaya, Zu, Divrei, this is the Shita of Rabbi Chanan. Rav says, Afilu Teimu Divrei Akol. No, you don't need to come on to the Shita, even according to the Chama Divrei Akol. Why? Gavi Muda Hano Diyov Diyohiv, Almanash Lefroya. Okay, why? What's the difference? When it comes to Gavi Muda Hano, the Yohiv, Almanas, Shaloi, you gave him the money, Almanas, Shaloi Lefroya. What does that mean? Look at the round right over here. It says, Te Afilu Rabban Diyam Yashchayv Lo Lahaksir Lezeh, Dimei Achoyv, Shapar Beshviloi, Gavi Muda Hano, I'm reading the round. On the right side, the Hainu Masnisan, the Yov Almanash Shaloi Lefre Askinan, Kolomar, Kishilvohu Hisne, Imo, Shalo Yehe Koyach Bechaver Lekoifoy El Kishayirtse, Haloive Yifreenu Midaita Hilkach, Kiparle, Madir Loisachoiv, the Avagav Dev Shur the Mudumishum, Avagav, even though the Mudar. Even though the Yavshur the Mudar Mishum Kisufa Parale, if you walk, he came to the Iboy Loi Parale, Lav Midi Yovle Lemuda. Okay? So his thing over here is that we're going in a unique case. The case of the Mishnah is going where? You want to show me something?
Yeah. The last five Pesukim of up there, you know, right before it goes to Shani.
Yeah.
Talks about a nether, yeah.
Yaakov. Yido Yaakov neder leimor im yelakim imadi ushmani v'erach hazeh asher anochi holich v'nas lelechem lechol v'egel lebush v'shavti v'shol meizik v'choy asher lelechem v'evan hazois asher samdi matzeva hiya beis lelechem v'chol asher titin li aser asher anulach.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that do with our sugya?
Well, we're learning Masechus Nedarim. Here's Nedarim right here in the Chumash.
So we there's no need for the daf today. We learned about Nedarim today.
We can skip it. Just learn the Chumash, yeah.
We can skip everything. We can skip getting married. We can skip having children. We can skip everything in this world. Just close up shop and go to sleep.
Skip the donuts.
Okay. So now going back to our sugya. So definitely what we're saying, the case of the Mishkan, a unique case. Case of the Mishkan where a person borrows money and they make a tanai. And the tanai is the lender can never ever demand payment. And the borrower says, when I want to give you back the money, I'll give you back the money. Okay, you need a really good friend that will lend you money on those terms. Could you imagine the banks give a person the mortgage? You don't have to pay us back. If you want to go make monthly payments, we'll take the money. But you don't have to give us the money. We'll give you $1 million to buy a house, and you don't have to give back the money. Whenever you want, out of the goodness of your heart. So the person is an honest person. He says, no, I borrowed money, I'm going to pay back. But because the person does have the option of never paying back the money, if I intercede and I pay off the debt, it is not considered that I've given him anything, even according to the Chachamim, who hold that on regular loan, if you have a regular loan where a person borrows money and there's an obligation, in a regular loan where you borrow money and there's an obligation to pay back, if I intercede, I pay back the money, the halacha is, if I intercede and pay back the money, I can demand I can demand from the borrower reimbursement. But in a case where the loan is structured with the condition that I can never demand payment, and it's up to the borrower out of the goodness of his heart to pay back the money, so in such a case, if I do come along and pay off your debt, it is not considered I've given you anything, even according to the Chachamim, because if you really wanted, you did not need to pay off the debt. So therefore, the Gemara is coming to us that the case of Mishnah can be going even according to the Shita of the Chachamim. The case of the Mishnah is being structured in a unique type of loan. Now, what about the case of Machtzis HaShekel? How do we answer that case? So Vayita in the Ran, V'chi Teimor Teinich Pnei Eschoivai. But when it comes to machzis hashekel, you don't have a choice. Mr. Goldberg, you have to give the machzis hashekel whether you like it or not. It's not the case, there's no choiv.
Yeah,
no conditions.
I don't have to give your machzis hashekel.
Yeah, but in the case, every person has a choiv to give machzis hashekel.
Yeah.
If you come along and you give the machzis hashekel for me, you've paid off my debt. And according to the Chachamim, you're entitled to send me a bill. So therefore, it turns out that you did me a favor. You gave me something. So even you want to give this answer may work out very well in a private loan, but when it comes to Machsa Shekel, this is not a private loan. This is a loan that has been sanctioned by the Torah HaKadosha. So what are you going to do when it comes to Machsa? An unbelievable case. This is going to blow your brain, such a case. The case of the Mishnah with the person, he actually sent the shekel to the United States Postal Service. USP, what is it called? USPS? USPS. United States Postal Service. And what happened? And the money got lost in the mail. The money got lost in the mail. So what is the halacha? Are you obligated to send a second payment? No, you're not. You're not. But
was it a check or was it?
It was cash. You put $20 cash in an envelope. And on the front of the envelope, you wrote, "Handle with care, cash inside." Handle with care, cash inside. You send a suitcase in the mail. You wrap it up and you stamp all over. Handle with care. Cash, bundles of cash inside. And then guess what? It doesn't show up. It didn't make it. It didn't make it to its destination. Are you obligated to send the money again to the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, send it in another envelope.
So the answer is no, you're not obligated. Once you send it once, leiv bezin mas, then you don't have to send it a second time. However, so v'chi teimo, teinich panes, chayv, ashal chukla shukloi, v'maychich shalali v'rabon, ikilu meima, demastis, and l'dudu, m'shachas, l'gon shalchoi, shukloi, v'nignav, oy ovad, mishen nitrimo, trumo, after the truma was already separated, the chichai gavna potim milashalim k'detanya ba'azav b'neil ir shashakul shaklem v'nignivu oish avdu im mishenitrima truma nishboim l'gizbodim. If they already, it's already past the deadline, they already took the first truma, then hichavdeva kishakul madir shaklem midi d'loy mechayiva mudurkov v'kamash mulon dalbi shahoyu darkon l'proya oisoy shari. So it seems over here the Ran is telling us an incredible insight that if you're not for this Ran, you would not know. Because when it says in the Mishnah, the Ran over here adds in a couple of words, I'm telling you very, very Torah, I need him b'makom echad ve'ashin b'makom acher. If you were to learn Masechta Shkolim and you would know it inside out, backwards and forwards, like our Rashiva, Rav Shalim Shlita, the Rashiva Spin Krul, if you would know it inside out, you would never, when someone asks you a question, Mr. Goldberg, I sent the money, I sent my shekel USPS to the Gizbar, to the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's already after Chodesh Nisan. They were shekel the first truma. Am I obligated to send it again? So it's a Beferish Mishnah, you're not. You make a Shavua that you send the money, you're not obligated. Question, is it morally proper to send it again?
Yes.
Who says? Where does it say that?
I say it.
It doesn't say it anywhere in Masechta Shkolim. The only place where he says it, listen, so where does it say to do it? I did mine. I sent the money. Yeah. Knew it got lost. It got lost. Am I obligated to send it again? It's only Iran, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed, Beis Amid Beis, that says that even though it was the custom to send it again, the Ran here is Megale, Masechta Ksubi, Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis. Never forget this. If someone wants to ask you the chiddush that you learned in the Masechta Nedarim and Daflam Beis and Beis, it is this Ran that is Megala a Yesoid, that nowhere does it say anywhere in Masechta Shkolim that if you send the money and they do the Trumas Halishka and the money gets lost, it's past his man, you make a shua to the Gizbar that I sent it, and you're not obligated to send the money. However, it was customary to send the money again. That's the case that we're discussing here in this Mishnah. You send the money and it got lost after the time of the Trumas Halishka, and now you are coming along and you're paying off someone's lost shekel in the mail. A gemach. You have a gemach. A gemach for a lost shekel in the mail. Okay, someone told me a story on Shabbos. He went to Eretz Yisrael as a bus driver, and a woman got on the bus, and she opened up her wallet and she didn't have any money. So the bus driver said to her, "It's okay, don't worry, ma'am. Israeli Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael you have the story. It's okay. We have a bus gemach. We have a bus gemach. Go take a seat. It's okay. You don't have to pay. We have a bus gemach." So the guy sitting there on the front said, "What? You have a bus gemach? What are you talking about?" So the guy says, "I'm the bus gemach. I pay for. I made up once. I want to do tzedakah. This happens every so often. People come on the bus. They're embarrassed. They don't have. They thought they had. So I give tzedakah also. I also give tzedakah. This is my tzedakah. I allocate every year a certain amount of money for this. And whenever it happens, something like this, a person comes on, a chashuv person, and there's a misunderstanding, I pay. I, the bus driver, pay for them. I take out a ticket and he makes the holes in the tickets. He has such a maisa. Okay, in New York City, would this ever happen with a bus driver paying someone else's tickets? Never. No. First of all, if you're a Schwarzer, have to pay. You ever notice on the buses, the Schwarzers don't pay. Mm-hmm. If there's a Schwarzer driver. If the driver is a Schwarzer and a Schwarzer passenger, notice the Schwarzer passengers do not pay when they go onto the bus. If the driver is a Schwarzer. This is a rule. This is a minhag in New York City. If you ever, you don't believe me, go watch. Go on the bus and go watch. Mm-hmm. This is the minhag and still hate a minhag. And then if something the other reasons. Okay, but this is the unbelievable story. So we hear this person is paying this shekel. The money was stolen. The money never arrived.
You better not tell this in Brooklyn College. You know when you're teaching over there.
Say Schwarzes talk racist, woke. Anyone here who's black, you get an F. You get an F. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, so this is the case. This is how we answer the Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, so we go over here. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. So Nachmal Dir Rava Marfutim Rabban Afilu Tema Dir Yakol Gabi Mudah Hanad Yov Al Menash Shloy Lefraya. We go in the case of a Choiv. The loan is Al Menash Shloy Lefraya. And according to the Ran, how do you answer the case of Shekel? Shekel is Shikloi, unique case. But it's very bizarre because Ikar Choser Min HaSefer. The Ran is adding this whole pilpul here into the Gemara, and the Gemara over here does not mention if you didn't see this Ran, what would you want to suggest? If not for the Ran, what would you want to argue? That the case of Shekel is Shikloi, when the Gemara is the Kasha, Mavriach Hari, Mavriach Hari is not going on Shekel as Shikloi. Mavriach Hari is only going on a Choyf. Oh, what about Shekel as Shikloi? So you can say other answers. You can say, Mitzvah Slavli Honis Nidnu. There are three cases in the Mishnah. There's the case of the Mishnah of Shekel as Shikloi. There's the case of paying off a Choyf. And the case of Ashava Saveda. So if Ashava Saveda, we didn't get that yet, but Ashava Saveda, you're not doing anything for another reason because the person is just getting back what belongs to him. There's a different lumdus. You want to say you're doing, and as far as the tircha, you're not getting paid. If you're getting paid for the tircha, oh, that's talking the whole Gemara, it's going to talk about that. The case of a choyf, mavriach hari. And what about shoykel ashikloi? So if not for the Ran telling us, that Shekel as Shikloi operates with the same exact lumdus as a choiv, He's turning the Beis HaMikdash into a collection agency. That's what the Ran is doing. A person has an obligation, the contract called the Torah, that tells you every year you must give machzis hashekel. Who are the collectors? The Beis HaMikdash. If you come along and you pay off someone's debt, so the Gemara gives an answer, where this, the choiv is arranged in such a way where you never have to pay it back. Only pay it back if you want to pay it back. That's good when it comes to the case of, okay, that's very good in the case of a loan, but that's not going to answer the case of machzis hashekel, because there, you don't have a choice. So loan comes around, yeah, we're going in a very unique case. But the Gemara doesn't even mention, the Gemara says, almanash shalom lefroya, it says over here, almanash shalom lefroya. The Gemara doesn't even talk about shekel. We have to come up with this case. If not for the Ram, what would you say? What you would say is that the case of machzis hashekel, the Gemara never asked a kasha on that case. Because if you're paying off someone's shekel, the shekel is not a choiv. Shekel is a mitzvah. You can come up with a lot of lumdis to explain why the case of machzis hashekel is not a choiv. It's a different din. But the problem with that is, if I could think of this, don't you think that the Ran could think of this answer? So yet the Ran, whatever went through my mind, went through the mind of the Ran much, much faster, better, clearer, infinitely more aware of the circumstances. And the Ran did not explain the Gemara the way I explained it. So obviously there's a flaw in what I'm trying to suggest. But the Gemara is still very difficult because the Gemara completely ignores the case of Machzis HaShekel. And the Ran has to say the case of Machzis HaShekel is going in this bizarre case where you sent it in and it got lost. And now you want to send it again. And now this person intervenes and pays off the debt. Mr. Goldberg, what do you say to that? Okay, let's go by to the next Gemara. Now that everyone's going over here, what's the case of Chanan? What is the case of Chanan? My Chan, what is Chanan? What's the case of Chanan? Chan HaMitzri. Who's Chan HaMitzri? My Chanan. The Tanan. Mi Sholach L'medina Siyam V'amarach Echad U'Pirnei Sessish. That's the case of Ksuba. A person goes to Medina Siyam, a person gets up, therefore he has an obligation to feed his wife. And someone steps in, V'amarach Echad U'Pirnei Sessish. Chanan Omar. Iba Des Moisiv, he lost the money. Nechlego L'Bani B'nei Akhay Hanama G'dolim. When they said he did not lose his money, Yishava kama hoitzi v'yitel. Amar Rav Dois ben Horkinis. Amar Rav Dois ben Horkinis, kidivreyem. Rav Dois ben Horkinis paskin like the Kohanim Gedolim. That you get your money back. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yof Amar Chanan. No, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the Tana that made tain li yavne v'chachomeho. Right? Rabbi Shol, is that correct? Rabbi Shol, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, Yof Om Achanan, Hiniach Moisal Ternatzvi. Rava, Loi Om Akrab Hoshaya. Rava did not want to look like. Now, we have, going back to Al Gamar, we have two different answers as to what is the case. Rava said the case is very poshut. Rava said the case going where you made, there was even like the Rabbanan. Rava did not want to limit the Mishnah to the case of Chanan. Why? Rava loyamar kirav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya said we're going to learn Chanan. Why? Because Moikim lo lemasisim kedivrekol. What's the Mila of going like the Kohanim Gedolim? It's Divrekol, even according to the Chacham. The case going where you made it tonight, that there's no collection. Rav Hoshaya. Why not? Why didn't Rav Hoshaya learn like Rava and say the case going Divrei Hakol? Gzera Shloili Paramish Gzera. Why? Because Gzera Shloili Paramish Shumli Para. He said it's a blanket Isser. It's not Kedai that in the case that if a person makes a neder, that you're not allowed to have Hanof from me, we're not going to allow you to pay off his debts. Even a debt that you can, that shaloi lepara, that you cannot force me to pay until I want to pay. Also gzeira, because it's what we call the slippery slope syndrome. If we allow you to pay off someone's debt in a loan that is structured in such a way where the lender can never demand payment, and it's up to the goodwill of the borrower to pay, then what's going to happen next time around? You'll come to pay off someone's debt in a loan where a standard loan. So therefore, loy plug, in order not to make confusion, it's better to sign the Mishnah like a das yochid and not to have the advantage of going like the Chachamim. Gezera, shaloy li para, in the case where there was a Tanai, mishum li para. Okay, next sugya. Okay, Mr. Goldberg, we're going to the next sugya, the sugya of Hashavas Aveda. The gres to Hashavas Aveda in the Velt is a shirach. Achas mitzah loysav. Every shatchan is oisik in the midst of Hashavas Aveda. And this Mishnah says there's a mokum where the minig gets to pay. That's called shatchanis. Why? Because you're finding what's really yours. A simen. You found the simen. And the mazel, you're not doing, what's the... Ephraim go from Florida? So what's the Mazel Tov? Why you say Mazel Tov? Hashavas Aveda, Simon Tov, you found the Simonim. Simonim Uvokim. Tzvi Asayin. Okay, what's the Mazel Tov of a Shidduch? If you want to learn a Shidduch, is the din in Hashavas Aveda, okay, I understand the Simon Tov. But what's the Mazel Tov? It's yours. It's a mazel. I'm returning what belongs to you. It's not your accomplishment. My Rebbe of Chaim Siegel Zechzal Racha, he told us that the problem with all of us is that we're not looking for an aveda. We're looking for a mitzia. Mr. Goldberg is smiling. I brought a smile to his face. The problem with the Bachum, the Gemara says an Aveda, a Zivug is an Aveda. You have to look with an Aveda Shaykh to you. You're looking to the Hecher of Enster. The Hecher of Enster. You're looking for a Mitzia, not an Aveda. It's a good word. It's Kedai to come. No, it's Kedai to come to the Shir just for that. No?
Right.
Okay, see? Next Sugya. A person makes a Neder. We learned the case was where Reuven says that Shimon may not have pleasure from me. And then you walk down the street, you see on the floor the wallet of Shimon. Reuven is allowed to return the wallet. That's one of three possible cases. Or be another case. Let's discuss the whole going outside first. What's another case? The case the other way around. Well, the nether is that Reuven is not allowed to give pleasure. Reuven, Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. That's case number two. Reuven may not have pleasure from Shimon. Okay, what's case number three? We're both ways, two-way street. Reuven may not have pleasure from Shimon, and Shimon may not have pleasure from Reuven. Now, let's look at this case. You have a lost object. Reuven sees a lost object that belongs to Shimon. Is Reuven allowed to return it to Shimon? So let's look at all three cases. Yes. All three cases. Let's look at all the svaros you can possibly say. If the neder was that Reuven is not, that Shimon, Shimon is not allowed to have hanor from Reuven, you can argue that Reuven is not allowed to return it. Because if Reuven goes through the tirch of returning the object, Reuven is giving pleasure to Shimon. So the Gemara off the bat says it's not a problem. Because Reuven is really not doing anything. The object that Shimon is receiving is his. So what is Reuven doing? He's bringing it to him. He's transporting it. The Gemara says that's not called a hana. That's not something you can put a dollar value on. Let's say you live in a place where the minig is to pay the person. So then in a hanami, if the place is where the minig is to pay the person, then Reuven cannot accept payment. Okay, but let's go the other way around. Let's say the case is where the neder is where Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. So what's wrong with returning the Aveda? What's wrong? I'm returning the Aveda to, I'm giving him. I'm not getting from him. I'm not getting. What am I getting from him? So this talk is a kasha. This talk, if the case of the mission is going where the neder is, where Reuven may not have hanah from Shimon, Reuven is not allowed. Reuven is not allowed to have hanah from Shimon. So I'll tell you, there is a hanah. This is one of the most famous sugyas in the entire Shas. The most famous sugya. You know, I know that it's like my favorite daf, because I was listening to Pesach Kron recently, and basically every story he says, I'm going to tell you now the most amazing story you ever heard your whole life. Every story that he tells you, he always begins, I'm telling you the one you never heard. So if you can say that about a story, you can certainly say that about a daf gemara. I'm telling you the most amazing story ever heard your whole life. He said, so here I'm telling you the most amazing sugya that you ever heard in the whole Shas. I really love this sugya. This is one very dear to my heart. It's called Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. You heard this, you heard the sugya, you heard daf today already, you learned daf today, how many times today? Yeah. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. What is Pruta de Rabbi Yosef? When you're being oisik in the mitzvah, you put them in a mitzvah. What happens at the moment when you're going to pick up the lost object? Punkt. At that moment in time, you're going to pick up the lost object. An Ani approaches you and says, Mr. Goldberg, can you please give me a penny? So what can you say to him? Under ordinary circumstances, I would give you the penny. But you know, I'm busy now. I'm involved
in... Busy davening.
I'm not davening, no. Davening is not an excuse.
Learning with a friend.
No. I'm busy now returning a lost object. So if you take it upon yourself to go and retrieve the lost object, which is in danger, and every second counts, there's an 18-wheeler about to go... This is a true story. There's an 18-wheeler that ran over someone's tefillin. Someone dropped his tefillin on Coney Island Avenue, on Avenue M and Coney Island Avenue, and an 18-wheeler drove over the tefillin. Not a joke, true story. So let's say you see someone's tefillin, a chas shalom, is there in the street, and you're going now to return the tefillin, and you're going there to stop the 18-wheeler from driving over it. Hopefully he's not going to drive over the person. Okay. So, and at that point, at that moment, a collector stops you on the street and says, Mr. Goldberg, please give me a penny. I'm going now back to Eretz Yisrael. It's either now or never. My taxi is taking me back, my limousine is taking me back to Eretz Yisrael. All I want from you is a penny. So what is the halacha? Rav Yosef says, Ha'oisek b'mitzvah, potem b'mitzvah. So if you decide to engage in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, you are benefiting, you're saving yourself money. Because if you were not being oisik in the midst of Hashavas Aveda, you would have, and a poor person would come to you, you would have an obligation to give him a pruta.
You know, in the tzava, they have a tefillin zekel, you know, made out of metal, you know, so it falls down in front of an 18-wheeler, and you know,
safe.
It might be safe.
But in this case, it's not safe. So therefore, you're saving yourself that pruta. By being oisek in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, you're part of the mitzvah, of giving tzedakah. So it turns out by doing this mitzvah, I'm saving money. So here's our case. Reuven, case number two, Reuven makes a neder, and he says neder is that Shimon, I Reuven may not derive benefit from Shimon. Now I'm walking down the street and I see Shimon's wallet is in danger. If I go and engage in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to pick up Shimon's wallet, at that moment in time, in the event that an Ani will come and ask me for tzedakah, I am exempt. So it turns out that Shimon has indirectly given me gain, profit. Shimon has given me money because I'm now not obligated to give him a pruta. So in this case, you can make an argument that if you make a neder, that I'm not allowed to have hanah from Shimon, and I'm walking down the street, and I see Shimon's wallet lying in the street, I am not allowed to return the wallet, because by returning the wallet, it may result that an ani will come to me at that exact same moment in time, and I'll be exempt from giving him a pruta. So the result will be that Shimon will indirectly bring about a gain, or at least not a loss of a pruta of my pocket.
What about the mitzvah where someone's unloading his donkey, whatever, and
of loading a person's masa. Hakim, okay, I don't know that sugya. That's a different sugya. So therefore,
he's getting benefit from you, right?
He's getting hakim talking mimo. Would he have to pay someone? Not necessarily. Okay, I don't know that sugya. This is the sugya put. So long comes. But the Gemara says this is not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? Pruto de Rav Yosef lo shchiach. Even though theoretically there's such a hechatimsa kind of looted case, it'll happen, such a thing. But you know something? It's not shchiach. In the chance of this happening, what are the chances?
Of the 18-wheeler going over your tefillin.
Going over the tefillin exactly when the Ani comes. The Ani says, I need the proof of this second because I'm going back. My limousine is here, taking me back to Eretz Yisrael. What are the chances of this going to happen?
You can multitask, do both at the
same time. No, you can't. You can't. Men cannot multitask. Women can multitask, not men. Men cannot multitask. So what a woman can answer, talk on the phone, doing homework with the children, doing laundry, making supper, cleaning the house, and running a business, and take revenge against her husband all at the same time. Mm. And a man literally cannot walk and chew gum at the same time. Hashem made men and women different. Mm-hmm. So a man cannot multitask. A man cannot give tzedakah and be oisek and hashavah saved at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you save yourself the prut of Rabbi Yosef. So what is the more so difference? Also, no, it's not. You know what? Because the chance of this happening are literally zero. Literally zero, the chance of this happening. The Mela, even though theoretically Takatru, it could happen in a different world, it's not the Pshat. So like some of the Sholimah, the Mordi Gumus, I was once talking with someone and something very, very amazing happened. So I said to him, he said to me, this person is a very smart person, what are the chances of this happening? So I said to him, a fraction of a percent. It's Mamish Minash Shamayim. It's mamish hashkocha protis on steroids. So he said to me, I'm wrong. It's not a fraction of a percent. It's zero. You make the mistake. There's no fractions here. Zero. This was an act of hashkocha protis v'zehu. It's a gilui min hashamayim. And always think about that. When you see an act of hashkocha protis, oh, it's a coincidence. No. It's not a coincidence. Coincidence means, oh, there's a chance. One in a thousand. One in a million. No, it's not a chance, one in a million. This wouldn't happen. It was not even one in a million. It's the Yad Hashem. It's the Yad Hashem. So here also, the Pruto de Rabbi Yosef. The Pruto de Rabbi Yosef, the Shasugya. You're walking in the street, you see someone's tefillin in Coney Island, 18-wheeler is coming, I gotta get to it now, this second, and punk, when you go to get it, there's an Ani who wants a pruta, and if you don't give him at this second, I'll never be able to find him again. He's on his way. The chance are literally zero. But because Hashem, if he wants to, can arrange such a thing, if Hashem wants to arrange such a hashkacha pratis, it's within the koyach of Hashem to arrange such a hashkacha pratis, and in that situation, I would be exempt. Memela, you can argue that I'm exempt. I'm not allowed to return the Hashavas Aveda because I'm not allowed to derive benefit from that person with a neder. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Mils l'shchicha, and therefore you can do it. You can do it. Okay, and I think there's a lot of depth over here. I think our Rashiva, Sholim Shlita, 7:30 Shabbos morning in Knesset, in Kila Kedosha, Beis Avigdor, he's in an analyzed. There's a lot of depth in this sugya to understand the longness of what exactly is pruta. This is a big sugya. It's a famous sugya, Shas sugya. Pruta Rabbi Yosef. It kriks into every mesechta somewhere. And here with Zoicha tonight, in the presence of Mr. Goldberg and Mr. Lehman, to learn the sugya over here. Now there's another sugya and there's another case. What's the other case? Case number three is where you both double. I'm not allowed to have enough from you. So therefore, there's two reasons why you would think. Now, there are two reasons why you would think I can't return the Aveda. Number one, I'm giving you Hana by returning your Aveda. So you're having enough from me. Number two, Prudit Rabbi Yosef, I'm having enough from you. So here I want to ask you a question. Maybe you can argue when it's only one way. So one we can push away and we could say it's not a big deal. But maybe when the two together join forces, where there's an element of Pudra B'Yosef together with an issue that I'm really giving you a service of returning, maybe each one by itself, you could argue, is not strong enough to say that it's called a Hanah. But over here, when they both come together, maybe that's not a kasha. You have many sugyos and shas where one item alone is not enough. But when you combine forces, you're creating an environment where it's an uncomfortable environment. And already, this case, you should be machmir. No one says that, though. Because that's the chilik. When you learn, you go for shimush. If you go for shimush in Piske Halacha, if you zoicha the Sibar Rebelski in the OU, used to go to people who come here shilas, that's the main thing that you learn in shimush. Number one, you learn also, all the halachas. This is also this mut, this is also this asr. But then when you see professionals paskin, there's a technique that if this was the shaila by itself, it would be asr. If this was the shaila by itself, it would be asr. If this was the shaila, it would be asr. But in this case, there are three different shailas in this case. It's like a sveik sveika. But not really a sveik sveika. You have a situation where a person can handle a kashrus issue, and there's a shaila, and there's another shaila. So sometimes the poskim that the three together or two together is enough to be mekel or to be machmir. So here I'm asking you that question. The Gemara is going to present three different cases, and each case by itself, the Gemara says, not a problem. It's not shchiach. It's not called the real hanah. But I'm just trying to throw out this idea that what happens when you have both of them could come together? There's a nether, you from me, me from you, and each one really has an issue that is a serious issue, which the Gemara has to struggle to answer. So it's one thing to struggle to answer one question, but when there's so many arrows being shot, maybe it's too much to bear. Maybe you should stand down. And we should tell this fellow, you know something? Don't return the Aved. Let the 18-wheeler do its thing. You give the pruta to the imaginary person that may show up if Hashem wanted him to show up. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Now that Hakdama,
maybe
let's
the
see
Oni saved you from getting run over by the 18-wheeler.
Hashem sent the Oni to save you. Save you.
What are you going
to
do? Run in front of the 18-wheeler and say stop?
Let's see. Machzir loy avedase pligi bo. We have machlekes between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. So one says the case over here that it says that it is permitted to return the Aveda is where the Nichse Machzir Asurin al Bal Aveda. Ruvain is not allowed to give Hana to Shimon. Then it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? When Ruvain is not permitted to give benefit to Shimon. It's Mutter. Why is Reuven allowed to return the Aveda? Because Reuven is not doing anything. Why is he not doing anything? The wallet doesn't belong to Reuven. The wallet belongs to Shimon. Reuven is not giving Shimon a penny. Oh, but Reuven is doing a service. The service, mitzvah slavli, honis nidnu. You don't charge. People don't customarily charge for the service. So, if you can't put a dollar value, everything very often in the Gemara results in dollars and cents. Can you charge a person for the service? If we're going in a market where the minig is not taking money, okay, the place where the minig is not taking money for the service, so you can't put a dollar value on the service. So I didn't give you anything. Or I did you a ches. That's not called a hanah. Hanah has to be defined in dollars and cents, at least according to this piece of Gemara. What is a word from the Yerushalmi? This is a word from the Talmud of the Holy Land.
I think he brought a pizza today.
Midam, what does Midam mean? Midam means what? What is the word Midam? What? Midam means a dover. Mida means a dover, a matter. The nav shekamahada, you're returning something which belongs to Shimon. Avol nichse balaved, but let's see the case all the way around with the nichse balaveda asunel machzir. The nichse balaved is also in the machzir. Loi kamahadulei, then the halacha is you're not allowed to return. Nachamol avol nichse balaveda asun al machs. But let's say the nichse balaveda, the property, the nichse, the property of the balaveda. Let's clarify this. If the nichse, the assets of the balaveda, asun al machs, Ruvain is not allowed to have anor from Shimon. Loikom ahadile, dekom ahanile, the heilika pruta. The Rav Yosef. The Prud of the Rav Yosef. Fine. The Charamar, the other Ma'adam is Pum Fakert. Ma'am is show the way around. Afilu, now it's a little bit. Afilu Nichse Bala Veda Sudmal Ma. So he doesn't say the other way around. He says both. Basically, what he basically says is even in a case where there are Osir both ways, Ruvain cannot have Shim Shim Nat. Oh, what about the Prud of Rav Yosef? You don't have to take it into consideration. I told you, it's not that it's l'shchiach, it's zero chance. It's a zero chance there's going to be the proof of Rav Yosef. But since theoretically, if Hashem wants it to be, it could be. We don't take it into consideration. Okay, now, tonight, we learned in the Mishnah. Now we come to a good kasha. Makoim shenoylim alecha schar. Tibul hanolegish. In the place where the custom is that if Reuven returns a lost object, Shimon has an obligation to take out of his wallet money and give payment for the service of returning the lost aveda. So then the halach is you're not allowed to return the aveda. Or it doesn't say that. It says it doesn't say that. So someone says. The money has to go to Hegdish. In the place where the minig is for Shimon to pay money. For Hashavas Aveda, Shimon has to take money out of his wallet. But instead of giving it to Reuven, he gives the money to Hegdish. Now, why is that so? If the case is going where you have to analyze all the possibilities, you have to go over the whole Gemara and all the possibilities, and then to put that in light of why should the money be paid? All right, so tomorrow, Belinda, I'll call you around 8 o'clock. I'll let you know if I'm going to be here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shkoch to you for listening to me. Baruch Adonai. Thank you.
The Yasa Emmanuel.
Yeah, I'll show you the other one.